Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Colorado Springs City Councilor Mr. David Geislinger. David, just coming out of a meeting, a joint meeting held between the Colorado Springs City Council and the El Paso County Board of County Commissioners. David, welcome to KRDO's Afternoon News.
Hi, good afternoon.
It's good to have you here. We are meeting for the first time, and I do look forward to getting to know you and talking to you more. This is City Council Day here on KRDO's Afternoon News. Understand it from a text back and forth with Ted Skroback that the meeting got a little fiery today, to use his language.
Well, I would not use that as the message. It did get a little tense because of a bill that was introduced by State Senator Gardner that was apparently pushed and somewhat co-authored by County Commissioner Waller, who was not here today.
Okay, and the subject of that bill?
Well, the bill was on limitations. For those of you who have some historical memory of being in Colorado, it's a bill that's very, very reminiscent of the Poundstone Amendment that was passed in Colorado in the late 70s and early 80s. Essentially putting major restrictions on annexation of municipalities within the county. That bill was, frankly, very close to a catastrophe for Denver. Fortunately, in response to the extreme economic hardship that it caused Denver, six counties around Denver ultimately agreed that they had to enter into agreements to address common issues like transportation, arts, and the like. The building of the stadium was another one. But it's very, very reminiscent of that. And it was before we found out about the bill. I found out about it this morning. It apparently was introduced last night, and nobody on City Council, nobody at the Mayor's Office, nobody at the Pikes Peak Area Council of Governments, nobody at Colorado Springs Utilities, nobody at the El Paso County Department of Economic Development Unit or Chamber, none of us were aware of it. So it caught us all by surprise, which is kind of funny because the agenda for the meeting was set forth, it's been established over the last couple of weeks. And annexation and the city's desire to discuss annexation principally as it relates to ensuring that there is sufficient water for the community as a whole to grow was put on this agenda several weeks ago.
Oh, I see. Okay. So it's the idea that you kind of weren't prepared to discuss this, or you didn't even know it was coming, so I can see where there may be some tension there.
It was a bill that, first of all, the stakeholders should have been discussed with the stakeholders before it was even presented. As far as I can tell, nobody of the typical stakeholders were communicated with regarding their input for the bill. It has some really strong potential negative outcomes, not only for Colorado Springs, but following what happened with the Poundstone Amendment with all the surrounding communities. It's contrary to what the City Council has been very transparent. The city staff has been very transparent. Colorado Springs Utilities has been very transparent over the last several months of saying we need to have this discussion about annexation, potential intergovernmental agreements. What are we going to do not only in the next 10, 15, 20 years, but in the next 100, 200, 300 years to ensure that there is sufficient water in the community? It was a surprise, and it was something that was disappointing.
Is something like this going to be held over for a next joint meeting of this kind?
Fortunately, I, like I said, Commissioner Waller was not present at the meeting today. Apparently, he had some trip that arose, And we talked with the other four members of the county commissioners, and at the conclusion, while it got fiery at times, the conclusion from at least my perception of it from the mayor's staff, city council staff, and the county commissioners is we can work through this. And so we are going to look forward, going forward, there's going to be county commissioners, city council members, members of both the county and the city, and members of the utilities to continue this process of looking forward to say, what can we do to address these issues that are going to be impacting our community in the coming years, decades, and frankly, centuries.
Yeah, there's an awful lot behind what we're discussing right now, David, and I do hope we can continue this discussion. If you don't mind, a few seconds on sort of the background about these meetings, how often they occur, and other items that came out of this one today.
Well, we also discussed regional issues regarding homelessness and affordable housing. I understand that the county is in the process of preparing plans and working to coordinate their plans with the city's plans to address those issues. Issues involving economic development were discussed. And there was an agreement. These are very difficult meetings to schedule for various reasons because things come up on both our calendars. But there was an agreement that we are going to be doing these meetings at least twice a year moving forward. This is the first one we've had in a while.
Okay. And again, a lot to talk about there with the water issue in general. Annexation, of course, affects that. And then everything else that goes along with it. So we have a lot to look forward to in future City Council Day discussions. City Councilor David Geislinger, thank you very much for spending a couple of minutes with us on KRDO's Afternoon News today.
You're very welcome, and I look forward to talking to you about these important issues in the future.
As do we. Thank you so much.
You bet.